Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
The Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, radio show. Sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, radio show. Sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, radio show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, radio show.
Shalom, shalom, Shabbat shalom, hallelujah, all praise, Shabbat shalom, Master Lon. Can you hear me? I think your microphone is mute. Hold up. Hold up. Now you open, man. You open. Yep. Okay. Let me see. How about now? Okay, how's that? Okay. Well, can you hear my microphone? That's the question. Can you hear my microphone? Yeah. Okay, there you go. All right, there it is. All right, here we are. All right, that's what's up. All right, all praise. Man, it's the Sabbath. Once again, we're here. Bruh, look at here. We're dealing with this. We're still in the creation. We're still dealing with the angels, man. But now we're dealing with the fall of the angels. The fall of them, man. You know, how they fell from heaven. You know, how they stand in heaven. You know, and lost their place. You know, in heaven. You know, those things, man, those things all happen. But when did they happen? That's the question. When did they happen? Did they happen after Adam, or did it happen before Adam? That's a question, too. You know, a lot of us, we don't take that into consideration, that these things, when did this actually take place? Did this take place before Adam? Or some of us, like me, born and raised in a Jehovah's Witness, that we said that this war in heaven took place in 1914 because of World War I, and that the whole world was at war. So it was a reflection of the war in heaven. No. That doctrine is in error. The war in heaven took place before the first day was finished. The war in heaven took place before the first day was finished. The lake of fire was created before the angels was created. So there was going to be a judgment. No matter what, some kind of way or another. It was going to be a judgment. That come with free will. We missed that memo. That come with free will. When you have freedom of choice, then there is a judgment. So we have to recognize and understand that the angels have also freedom of choice, or else they wouldn't be judged. The reason why they were kicked out of heaven, because they were judged, because they have freedom of choice, just like us. So let's get into that, man. Let's look into how that happened, man, because the Lord tells us that it took place. He tells us that it took place, that it was a one heaven, but, you know, the intricates or the things thereof, we really need to look at that story, because he said, lament for your brother. And he was talking about Satan. He said, lament for your brother. He was talking about Satan. This is that thing. So there was sin in heaven. We got to get to that. So, Absalom, you good? You have us a script. We can get started. So, man, this is one of these pieces, man, that it really gets to me, because it's the reason and the cause and effect of why we even here right now, that there's sin and death on the planet. From this conversation we're about to get into now, we can look at Adam and say, you know, it's all your fault that he brought death on the earth because of choices and free will. But obviously free will is stronger than what we think it is when it comes to choices. That the angels and the Son of God both fell to it. And I mean the first Son of God, that is to say Adam. Amen. So, let's get started. You can stand face Jerusalem. Men, uncover your head, and sisters, cover your head as we approach the Father.
All right, I agree.
Yeah.
Woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord, that take counsel, but not of me, and that cover with their covering, but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin, that walk to go down into Egypt, and have not asked at my mouth to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh, and to trust in the shadow of Egypt. Therefore shall the strength of Pharaoh be your shame, and the trust in the shadow of Egypt your confusion. For his princes were at Zoan, and his ambassadors came to Hanes. They were all ashamed of a people that could not profit them, nor be in help, nor profit, but a shame, and also a reproach. The burden of the beast of the south into the land of trouble and anguish, from whence come the young and the old lion, the viper and fiery, carried their riches upon the shoulders of young asses, and their treasures upon the bunches of camels, to a people that shall not profit them. For the Egyptians shall help in vain and to no purpose. Therefore have I cried concerning this. Their strength is to sit still. Now go write it before them in the table and note in a book, that it may never be, that it may be for the time to come forever and ever, that this is the rebellious people, lying children that will not hear the law of the Lord, which say to the seer, see not, and to the prophets, prophesy not unto us right things, speak unto us smooth things, prophesy deceit. Get you out of the way, turn aside out of the path, because the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us. Wherefore thus saith the Holy One of Israel, because you despise this word, and trust in oppression and perverseness, and stay thereon, therefore this iniquity shall be to you as a breach ready to fall, dwelling out in a high wall, whose breaking cometh suddenly at an instant. And he shall break it as the breaking of the potter's vessel that is broken in pieces. He shall not spare, so that there shall not be found and the bursting of it is sure to take fire from the hearth, or to take water withal out of. For thus saith the glory of God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning in rest. In rest shall ye be saved, and in quietness and in confidence shall be your strength, and you would not. But he said, no, for we will flee upon horses, therefore shall ye flee, and we will ride upon the swift, therefore shall they that pursue you be swift. Isaiah 30:1-16.
May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and the doing of his word. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, God in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts of God. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brother and their family. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and your kindness on us, Father. Have mercy on them and their family as well. Your Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their children and family. Your Father, have mercy to forth the Holy Spirit and give us a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear. And a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and faith to perform. And Father, have mercy on them that hear them, a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear. And a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and faith to perform. In Jesus' name we pray. For your mercy is endure forever. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, now the title of this precept is it's still a creation, but this one here is called Satan's Deception in Heaven. Satan's Deception in Heaven. You know, because we hear about that story, you know, it's the reason why he got kicked out. You know, but it's like we kind of, you know, get to the cart before we get to the horse, you know. It's the reason why he got kicked out of heaven. So this is what we're going to look at. Why? You know, even all this anguish is on the earth right now. So hold on, let me find my source of this. Okay, Asma. Let's start this in Genesis chapter 1:1. Genesis 1:1.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning was the first day. And God said,
stop.
Let there be a firmament.
Right here in verse 3, you see judgment come into the world. He said, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, and it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. There go judgment, right then and there, that there would be free will. There would be judgment in the planet before there was anything of man, before there was any conscious of any being other than himself, that there would be a judgment because he was going to give of himself free will. That is to say, you get to choose right or wrong for yourself. That is to say that I've showed you good and evil. Life and death. Choose life and live. Here it is right there. He's telling us right there, because of consciousness, because of consciousness, because of free will, there has to be a judgment. Verse 4, and God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness, judgment, and God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. This is that thing. So there's a judgment that took place on the first day. We're not dealing with that right now. We're going to get to this because this is a conversation in itself. But the thing is how did the angels fall into this judgment? Remember now, they created from heaven. They created before us. They were created before us. They were created, if I can safely say, before the earth was. Man. But this thing about what happened in heaven is the reason why we in this conversation we're here now. Sin, death, anguish, despair, stress, all of these things started here. This is the reason why he had to be cursed from the earth. This is the reason why he had to be cursed. Let's look at this. Let's go into Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 11. Ezekiel 28, verse 11. Will you receive a reading?
Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, speak of a lamentation upon the king of Tyre, and say unto him, Thus saith the Lord God, thou sealest up the sum full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, the sardius, topaz, and the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, and the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle, and God and gold. The workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee the day that thou was created. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in thy ways.
Stop. So he said this. Son of man, take up a lamentation of the king of Tyre and say unto him. Lamentation means deep sorrows and anguish and woe. And he said this. Thus saith the Lord God, thou sittest up the sun full of wisdom, perfect in beauty. So he's full of wisdom. This is that secret knowledge is way up this food chain that we call this pyramid in this world that's supposed to be illegal, right? Right. Anyway, so it's full of wisdom, perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in the Garden of Eden, and every precious stone was thy covering. Sardis, topaz, diamond, beryl, onyx, sapphire, jasper, emerald, carbuncle, gold, workmanship of thy tabret and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou was created. So he was in the Garden of Eden. He was in the Garden of Eden. What do you mean he was in the Garden of Eden? Let's go in Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2. Huh?
Genesis 2 and what?
Yeah, Genesis 2 and pick it up at verse 16. No, pick it up at 15.
And the Lord God put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and keep it, and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. And the Lord God said, It is not good.
Stop. So We just got through reading that he was full of wisdom and he was beautiful. We just read that. We just read that, and he said, well, in the day that you was created, when he created him from heaven, he created him full of wisdom and he was beautiful. And he said, here in Genesis chapter 2, he commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. But he just told us that Satan was in the garden. Let's go into Genesis chapter 3:1. Genesis 3:1.
Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, have God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. And the woman said unto the serpent.
No, he said the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field. And he said, woman. He said unto the woman, has God said thou should not eat of every tree of the garden? Now, the first thing he did was cast doubt on the word. This is what he did. Now, go to Revelation chapter 12. We're going to see who this serpent is. Right here, the serpent. He called the serpent in verse 3. Verse 3, he's called the serpent. Revelation 12 and verse 7.
And there was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven.
Stop. We're going to get back to the war in heaven. But what we found out was is that Satan is the serpent. He was referred to as the serpent. Here in Revelation, he was referred to as the serpent in the garden. Why was he the serpent in the garden? Because he the one that deceived the whole world. He was the reason why we ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. We the reason why we took in that food. He was. What was he doing here? How did he get here? He was already referred to as a serpent. Or else he would have been referred to as Lucifer, the light bearer. And then he was turned into a serpent. No, he was already referred to as a serpent. Satan the devil was already, at Genesis chapter 3, was already judged. Not on the death. That's the other thing we have to be conscious of. At this point, he was not judged onto death at this point. Being cast into the earth after the war, did not bring him into judgment, onto death, not yet. But when he did this, he got cursed in the judgment. Go to Jude.
Jude?
Yeah, Jude. The book
Jude
of Jude
what?
Is like the book of Jude. Huh? Oh,
never mind. Jude what? 6.
No. Jude 1 and 6.
And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under dark unto the judgment of the great day, even at Sodom and Gomorrah.
Stop. Why has he reserved them on a judgment? Because they're going to be in judgment. And if they're going to be in judgment, guess what? That means they have a chance to actually get through the judgment, or else there's no reason to judge them. So not all the angels are going straight into the lake of fire. Remember now, he deceived the earth too, but not everybody he deceived on the earth is going into the lake of fire. Just because you were deceived by him don't mean you get to go to the lake. Your actions dictate whether or not you get to go to the lake. So Satan is the only one that is judged at this time. Go to Revelation chapter 20. See, this is where he was before he approached man. Revelation 20 in verse 10.
And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. And I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it.
Stop. So you see, he was cast in the lake of fire before the judgment. He was already judged. He's the only angel that's been judged. So we got to stop assuming that all the angels that was cast out of heaven were judged already. They were not. They are not. They aren't. They aren't. Just him. Just him for what he did in the garden, that got him this. But he was already called a serpent in verse 3. How did he end up the serpent in verse 3 in Genesis? That's the question. How did he end up that? He was in the garden. God, we just read it in Ezekiel chapter 8. He was in the garden, full of wisdom. And the woman looked at this tree. Let's go back to that. Now, let's go back to Genesis chapter 3 and 1. Genesis 3 and 1.
Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, have God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. For God doeth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired, to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the goat of the Lord God and then walked in the garden.
Hold on. So up until this point, he was just under chains of darkness or and reserved on the judgment at this point. When he went here, now he just went to the next phase. That's when he got cursed. From the earth, that what got him cast into the lake of fire. What got him on the earth that he was referred to as the serpent? That's that thing, that wisdom that God gave him. Sometimes, man, you can be too smart for your own good. Sometimes, man, knowledge puffs up. Sometimes, like the law said, every man is wise in his own heart, but the end thereof is death. So now Adam and Eve has been deceived by him, but he's on the planet, right? Only makes sense because Adam and Eve is given the same thing the angels given, free will, the right to choose, right from wrong, life and death. Choose life and live, light over darkness. Choose light over works of darkness. That's all. Let's go back into Ezekiel chapter 28, because we're still dealing with him. What got him in trouble in heaven? What got him in trouble with heaven? Amen? Ezekiel chapter 8 and Ezekiel chapter 11, and I just started Ezekiel chapter 28, and just started verse 11 again.
Moreover, the word of the Lord God came unto me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus, and say unto him, Thus saith the Lord God, Thou sealest up the sum full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in the garden of Eden, God. Thou hast been in the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, the sardius topaz and the diamond, the beryl, the onyx and the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald and the carbuncle and gold. The workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou wast created. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou was created, till iniquity was found in thee. By the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore, I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty.
Hold on. He said, by the multitude of thy merchandise has thou filled thee in the midst with violence and has sinned. So this is the thing. He just told us that he sinned. Hold your finger here. Go to 1 John chapter 3 and 4. What did he do? 1 John 3 and 4. When you receive it, read.
Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. And you know that he was manifest.
So Satan broke the law. So the angels are bound by the law. So if they're not keeping the law and you're keeping the law, that makes them bound by you. You see, so there's no reason for us to ever be afraid of devils. Note that I did not say demons, because anybody that says demons have no understanding of devils. There's no such thing as demon. That's an imaginary Greek word. The only thing you hear in the Bible is devils. An evil spirit, that's it, or foul spirit. You don't, there's not one word in the King James 1611 that says demon. Not one. I don't even think it's in the New World Translation. So why we use this term so readily? To me, demon is added to the Bible like Yah. You know, it's the same conversation. Neither one of them exists in the Bible. But we hold these reverences so like they got power. The only thing that got power is what you read, and that's the name of Jesus. Over devils, that's actually written in the book, that we see that you have power of if they are devils. Obviously, we see here, they broke the law. They sinned. He sinned against God. He broke the law. He had the option of not sinning against God. He did. That got him kicked out of heaven. Go back to Ezekiel chapter 28. Where do we leave off at? Ezekiel 28 and what? Okay, read the 15 again.
No, I was. I was at where it said our heart was lifted up because of our duty. Thou was perfect in thy ways from the day that thou was created, so iniquity was found in thee. By the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore, I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God. Destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay thee before kings, that they may behold thee. Thou hast defiled thy sanctuaries by the multitudes, by the multitude of thine iniquities, by the iniquity of thy traffic. Therefore will I bring forth a fire from the midst of thee. It shall devour thee, and I will bring thee to ashes upon the earth in the sight of all them that behold thee. All they that know thee among the people shall be astonished at thee. Thou shalt be a terror, and never shalt thou be any more. Again the word of the Lord came unto me, saying,
Son of man. Hold on. Now, all they that know thee among thee shall be astonished at thee, but thou shalt be a terror. Then he's going to be a terror, because everybody's going to be astonished that he's going to be in a lake of fire. Right? Never shall thou be any more. You know? Because anything that end up in a lake of fire is going to be an astonishment to those that's not in the lake of fire, because you're going to thank God that you're not in the lake of fire. What the lake of fire is going to look like is it's going to be astonishing. He said this. He said, by the multitude of thy merchandise, they are filled with the violence. Now think about it. All the earth right now is filled with what? Violence. It's in Disney cartoons, you know. It was in my animation. I ain't gonna even play, you know, front, man. Popeye and Speed Racer and all of my animations that I grew up with. Even the Flintstones had violence in it. All of it. From the movies to the sitcom, all of it had violence. Violence against children, violence against spouses, violence against humanity. Just violence. This is why he destroyed the first world. Because of what? Violence. So he's going to destroy it again because of what? Violence. Thou hast sinned, broke the law. Therefore I would cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, which I would destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stone of fire. I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God. Listen at this order. I cast thee as profane first, and I will destroy thee second. There it is. So we read when he was destroyed in Revelations chapter 20 and 11, when he was cast into the lake of fire before the judgment. He's already been judged. Thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee to the ground and lay thee before kings, that they may behold thee. Thou hast defiled thy sanctuaries, right? That lets you know that he has them, by the multitude of thine iniquity. So he's letting you know that his sanctuary is full of iniquity and sin. So he has sanctuaries. He has places of worship that's in sin. Not all of them ain't satanic cults and, you know, orgies and all that nonsense. No, man, some of them is just plain old regular school or white schoolhouse churches. And he right there in the midst. All up on the pulpit and all in the podium and the pews and all in the choir, everywhere, just all over the place. And this is why people don't even go to church, man, because they go to church and they start judging the people that's judging them by what they're being judged by. Because the same thing that people are seeing in the world, we see in the church. On a DL. On a DL. I mean, no, people don't be frightened, but it's on a DL. You know, you can't be fronting in church, man, because you're supposed to have this upright sort of appeal to everybody that you, the next coming of Jesus Christ, and that, you know, there's no sin or anything that you can or cannot do, you know. But that's not this. He said, thou hast defiled thy sanctuaries by the multitude of thine iniquities, by now just gambit iniquities, whatever it may be, from child molestation to just plain old stealing. You can, anything in between that genre, you know, of course, or you can go from murder to adultery, right? Through them genres, you know, just idolatry all across the board. All that, he said, by the multitude of thine iniquities, by the iniquity of thy traffic. This is the thing. The iniquity of thy traffic. This is what got him in trouble. Traffic. And this is what traffic means. It means buying and selling, barter, business, commerce, communication, communion, connection, dealings, dealing, doing, exchange, familiarity, industrious, interchange, intercourse, intimacy, patronage, relations, tattling, relationship, soliciting, trading, transitioning, truck. Now, let's look at this a little further. Buying and selling what? Information. Ain't that what we're doing now in this world? Buying and selling information? That's what we're doing. Our conversation now is buying and selling information. No kidding. That's the thing. We actually is fulfilling the actual law of the air. Right? The law of the air is buying and selling information. And it says this. It says commerce, all up in the business world, whether it be, you know, political, capital, or criminal, he and all of it, because all of them got the same commerce. You know, don't think the drug element don't have nothing to do with your government, and don't think your government don't have nothing to do with your religion, and don't think the all this stuff ain't all intertwined through him. Because everybody, some way or another, is in it, in this, through violence, either in the church, government, crime, or political. Violence is the ground zero of his works. What else it says? It says this. It says dealing. This is what he did with the other angels. Dealing. Connections. How about that? Connection. Where did internet come from? You have AOL. You have mail. There it is. You have mail. Where did that come from? You know, we went from these big old home towers, computers, that if you seen them now, you would swore up and down that they was from the 50th century or something. You know, it was made in the 50s, something like that. We in the laptops and cell phones with our computers now. Through thy traffic. And so now he's saying through traffic, through information of traffic, which now is accelerated through what? Internet, your cell phone. No matter what you want to look at, no matter where you at in your mind, you can search it out through this information. Don't get me wrong. It wouldn't be here if God hadn't created it. So it has its reward because God created it. It's just that he using it to traffic. Go ahead. This is that thing, connection. Customs. What do you mean customs? Christmas, Thanksgiving, Halloween, New Year's. How about that? That's Easter Sunday. How about that? So on. Not just, you know, to be facetious or anything like that, but he said trafficking, this is why he was cut off. This is what he done. This is crime and punishment. Look what he brought into the creation that was sin. Dealings, doing, people doing things against God. Exchange, familiarity. Well, we got that. We looked at that the other day, talking about familiar spirits and so forth, right? He brought that into the works, that a necromancer would actually have access to the dead. That's against the law on so many levels. And you mean to tell me he's teaching people how to access the dead? You know, this traffic, man, is a huge conversation when it comes to him. He's done a lot to deserve to get into the lake of fire. And people think that, you know, God is unjust for doing it. People actually worship Satan because they feel like any God that will judge you to eternal hell has got to be wrong. But look what he's done. Look what he's done to you. To deceive you to the point to have you to think that you can say that before God. Traffic. Interchange, intercourse, porn, fornication, adultery, lasciviousness. Intercourse. No, not sex with angels, because angels can't procreate. That's fiction. That's not non-fiction. That's fiction. But no, he can perpetuate the rest of it. He can perpetuate intercourse. He can perpetuate it on so many levels. You know, whatever your desire is in your fetishes, he has created it. He is in a whole lot of trouble. Just think about it. Everywhere those things are, he's the reason and cause and effect. No. We can't look at that as saying that God is wrong for casting him into the lake of fire. Without judgment, look what he's done. He has done nothing to deserve mercy. Intimacy. Peddling. Relationships. Soliciting. Trade. Transitioning. Black market. Bootleg. This other part of traffic. Connect with. So it's a black market. So he's in charge of the black market, whatever it may be, black market smuggling, from artifacts to people, to animals, rare and extinct. He's the reason why. Black market exists. Bootleg, another form of stealing. Connect, deal, exchange, fence, handle, having dealings. He's a thief. Defense is to front somebody that stole something and give it another document to make it legal. So he's a thief. So God is telling us through his traffic, he is a thief. He come to rob, steal, and destroy. There go his witness. He is a thief. He's a thief. Where was I? Oh, yeah. Okay, bootleg, connect, deal with dealings, exchange, fence, handles, have dealings, have transitioning, transactions, horse trade, interact. So you can actually deal with the devil. It's a law right here saying you can actually deal with devils. What do you mean? This is why I bring the law in about necromancers and witches and sorcerers and people that actually deal with devils and feel familiar spirits. So we see here that under traffic, you can actually deal with devils. There is a law through traffic that also testifies that you can deal with devils. It says this. It says trade, interact, interface, make deals, negotiate so you can sell your soul to a spirit. You can sell your soul. Negotiate. Network. They're going to want for you. That's a common word amongst us. You know, network. We got a network. You know, you hear your politicians talk about network. All this conversation. Network this, network that. And he's saying, he's in the middle of that as well. Network, your actual network. What do you mean? Television network. Right here, God is telling you, through communication of the television network, regardless of what network you choose, he is in the center. That's why you're going to see some TNA sometime or another. Even on your religious channel, sometime or another, because he's there. Traffic, network, peddling. So he's in the buying and selling stuff. Once again, people, man stealing, this is the reason why we're having this conversation in this world, because that's what he is. He's the man stealer. He comes to rob, steal, and destroy, peddling, whatever that may be, push, reach out, swap, touch. He can touch you. Well, I guess so. Ask the children of Egypt. Makes sense to me. The firstborn in Egypt, right? And trade. Okay. All right, so this is the sin that he brought upon himself. So now, the other thing is, remember now, we just dabbled in a little bit of what he done with us as you know, mankind and so forth. You know, we haven't even gotten into that. What we did do is touch on how he deceived us because, once again, we got free will. But he also deceived the angels. Why? How could he deceive the angels? Go into 1 Peter. Go to 1 Peter, verse 1, chapter 1. 1 Peter, chapter 1, and verse 7. No, 6. Pick it up at 6.
Wherein ye greatly rejoice. So now, for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness. Through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen ye love, and whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently and prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto as they, but unto as they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which thing the angels desire to look into. Wherefore, gird up the loins.
So he was the anointed cherub that covered. So he was the cherub that surrounded the throne, man. He was the cherub that surrounded the one that we seen in Ezekiel chapter 1. He was one of them dudes. And then they actually carried the throne of God when he decided that he was going to leave the third heaven and visit us or the earth or whatever. You know, he decided to do it, those things. Anyway, so he was one of them characters. And so he wasn't all four. He was one of them. All right. So now he, with this information, because when you're around the throne, like Solomon, man, he said when Bathsheba saw that Solomon's servants was like glad to be around and serve, man, because the servants like hearing this information, you know. And then she had to testify that looking at the servants, man, that their ears was blessed, right? So this is the same conversation that went on with the devil. He heard these things. And so the angels that didn't or wasn't privy to this kind of conversation, because they wasn't, you know, you don't use the whole heaven up, the whole host of heaven to fly around. You use four. Use four cherubs. That's what we saw in Ezekiel chapter 1. He used four. So those four is privy to super high information because they surround the throne of God. And he said, they desire to know the suffering of Jesus Christ, the receiving of the end of your faith, our faith, right? They wanted to know how this was going to play out. If we sin against God, how this will actually play out, the receiving of, how man is actually going to get it, the hard way. The receiving of your faith, even the end of salvation of your soul, which of the salvation the prophets have acquired, search diligently. And who prophesied the grace that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of the time of the Spirit of Christ, which in them did signify. So the Holy Ghost was in the prophets testifying to Jesus Christ. That's how Moses was able to call him the Lamb of God. Now, with that being said, or the Lamb in Genesis chapter 3:26, if I'm not mistaken. Genesis 3:26, when he covered Adam and Eve, but could be wrong. But I know it's Genesis chapter 3:20. Anyway, so it says this. It says, searching what or what manner of time of the Spirit which in was in them did signify when testified beforehand of the sufferings of Christ and the glory that shall follow. So they wanted to see Jesus Christ, God, go through what he went through and come up out the ground. Like he said he was. They wanted to see that. Only way you want to see that is to know that. Now, once you know it, of course you're going to want to see it. Or do it. One of the two, right? One of the three. Unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us, did they minister the things which are now reported unto you by them, that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which the things the angels desired to look into. So the angels desired, they wanted to know those things that we just got to reading about, that Satan was privy to that information. So he wasn't all out guilty. They wanted to know too. Let's look at this word desire. Desire. Let me see. desired, wanted. So they wanted it. Longing, admiration, ambition, appetite, adore, aspiration, attracted, concupiscence, covetousness, craving, craze, cupidity, devotions, eagerness, fancy, fascination, fever, fondness, frenzy, greed, anger, hungering, infatuation, itch, lasciviousness, lechery, liking, love, lust, manner, motive, need, passion, predilection, wow, I'm going to look that one up, propensity, rapture, well, that word's showing up, relish, soliciting, thirst, urge, will, there it is, will, wish, yearning. Why? Because under desire come the word what? Free will. So the angels have, we've been testifying, free will. They have free will. So he didn't create the angels like robots and stuff like that. Do as I say. You know, that's it. Go, come back. You know, they do that willfully and obedient. You know, your pets kind of give you a bit of that. You know, you see your dog out of you or your cat. You come here, your cat come to you. You know, it's kind of like that thing. But they have a free will. A cat lets you know in a minute, I ain't thinking about you. You know, a dog is a little different. He's a little more, have to be more friendlier than a cat. So using that mindset of a dog coming and going at your command would be more like that relationship, but a lot more sanctimony. To use the allegory of a dog and an angel in comparison of the two, there is no comparison, just the manners that they rejoice in appeasing their master. They rejoice at that. So they desire to look in these things that was not meant for them to look into. So Satan trafficked all that information through that. Now, with that information, you know, remember now, we was reading a whole while in the creation there, he was writing laws and statutes and things like that. You see? He was writing laws and statutes and discussing them with the Father. Discussing them. What do you mean talking about them? Go to Zechariah chapter 6. Zechariah chapter 6. So this is how he was privy to the information right here. Go to Zechariah chapter 6 and pick it up in verse 12.
And speak unto him, saying, thus.
No, pick it up at 9. Pick it up at 9.
And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, take of them of the captivity, even of Heldai, of Tobijah, and of Jediah, which are come from Babylon, and come thou the same day, and go into the house of Josiah, and the Josiah the son of Zephaniah. Then take silver and gold, and make crowns, and set them upon the head of Joshua, the son of Josedek, the high priest, and speak unto him, saying, thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, behold, the man whose name is the branch, and he shall grow up out of his place, and he shall build the temple of the Lord, and he shall build the temple of the Lord, and he shall bear the glory, and shall sit and rule upon his throne. And he shall be a priest upon his throne, and the council of peace shall be between them both. And the crown shall be to Helam, and to Tobijah, and to Jediah, and to Han, the son of Zephaniah, for a memorial in the temple of the Lord. And they that are far off shall come and build in the temple of the Lord, and ye shall know that the Lord of hosts sent me unto you. And this shall come to pass, if ye will diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God.
So we see here that the Council of Peace was between them both. That means they're talking. They're talking back and forth. That's why we're here, to show that your God, and they actually conversate. So if they're conversating, that means that the spirit that's in front of them is privy to the information. Go to Psalms 110 and 1. Just like when you're talking, you know, the angels don't know what you're thinking. They only know what you're saying. Once you open up your mouth, that's when they know what it is that you're thinking. Angels cannot read your mind. That is a lie. That's a lie from the devil. Angels can't read mind. Psalms 110 and 1.
Why standest thou afar off, O Lord? Why hidest thou thyself in times of trouble?
No. Psalms 110 and 1.
The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. The Lord shall send the rod.
The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies. He said, sit thou where? In my right hand.
Right.
The Lord said what? The Lord said unto my, the Lord, so they talking and having this conversation. If they're having this conversation, that means that the spirits can hear. The spirits can hear. So they privy to this information. So the information that they have in right here, the prophets, they were talking about those things that they're going to do in the world, which is what we are now reading about and what the prophets wrote. But the angels wanted to know. But it wasn't for them to know. It's not for them to know. Go to Matthew chapter 24. Matthew 24 and verse 36.
But of that day and hour knoweth no man, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the day is of no word.
You see this? 36. Of that day knoweth no man, right? No, not the angels of heaven. So the angels in heaven don't know it. The ones that chose not to take the information that Satan was trading or whatever, they don't know. The ones that's on this planet, they know. Why? They know because they know that they're going to die at a certain time. That's why the angel testified of himself. It said, have thou come to destroy us before the time? Let's look at this a little further. So we see here that the angels in heaven are not supposed to know this information. This is what happened. This is why the sin in heaven took place, because this information wasn't for them. They have jobs to do. Some was going to be created for the purpose of just casting people into the lake of fire. That's their sole purpose. And some is created to do miraculous things for people in the world, from one end of the earth to the other, for whatever reason, miraculous thing. This is that thing. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into, oh my God. Let's go back into that revelation. Forgive me. No. I don't want to go to Revelations yet. I want to go to Luke. I want to go to Luke chapter 10 and verse 17. Luke chapter 10 and 17.
And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven.
He said, the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. Why? Because remember now, they're in your realm now. Once they were cast out, technically, they were rendered powerless once they were cast into your realm or our realm because he said, you should have dominion over every living thing that move upon the earth. So technically, when they were cast into our realm, they were rendered helpless, like a newborn baby. That's how they are to us, supposedly. Supposedly. They're supposed to be that kind of help. And the 70 return again, saying, even the devils are subject. Subject. What do you mean subject? Let me look this word up here. Okay. Because this is something that we have to be conscious of, that the devils, you know, has to keep the law. And once they were cast into the earth, they're bound by the law of this realm. That is that man has dominion over this realm. So he actually cast them in a lowest estate up under man. So in his pride, I guess he would be super pissed. You know, going from a realm that now you can't even achieve it, because once he was kicked out, he can't go back. You see? So now let's look at this. He said, subject. Answerable, at the mercy of, accountable, apt, at one's feet. See, once they were cast into this realm, they were rendered completely powerless to man because he gave us dominion over everything that moved in this realm. So the angels have, the fallen angels have no authority over none whatsoever. The fear of angels in this world is taught, like racism. You have to teach racism to children. I can give a child, a white child, a black doll, and I can give a black child, a white doll, and they will play with them the same. I can take two children that were white and black and put them in one room, and they would not have issues with relating to each other, expressing themselves, being one with each other. We have to teach separatism, fascism, communism, and then we turn around and say we're not a part of that world, or we so a part of that world, because out of that communism and fascism come racism. No, you so a part of it with this capitalism, ask your president. Now, stand it. He showed us. Once again, I beheld, it says the subject again. It says bound by, captive, collateral, conditional, contingent, controlled, dependent, directed, disposed, enslaved, exposed, governed, in danger of, inferior, liable, likely, obedient, open, prone, provisioned, ruled, satellite, secondary, servile, sub, under, vulnerable. So, when the angels was cast into our realm or our dominion, our domain, they were rendered powerless to us. That's what Jesus was showing them, showing the disciples, showing us, that the angels of this world have no authority over you. You can create that, you know, like make it all theater so you can feel important or whatnot, but you can just, or you can just be like, hey, man, you know, it is what it is. They here, I'm here, but I know I got to do what I got to do. They do what they do, and as long as I'm in the commandments, I keep the laws of God. I don't have no conversation with them. I have to worry about anything. As long as I'm putting God first, I don't have to worry about none of those. Because they don't have no authority. I don't have to get off into no big old, I come against this spirit and that spirit and this, that, and the other, because that's mute. I know that. If you know it, it's mute to you. You just be about the business. That's all to it. You know, if you don't know, then, you know, maybe you need a trumpet. I don't know. That's God, you know. But my take is, man, I don't have to have somebody to tell me I could drive a car every day. You can drive this car. You can drive this car. You can drive this car. You can drive. You can drive. You can. I don't need that because I know I can. See what I'm saying? Way past that. So it says subject, those things. The antidote of subject is master. So the only way the devils could have power over you is that you give them power over you as a master. Over your being, your salvation, your life. That's the antidote to their control over you, that you you sell your birthright to the devil. I guess that's the real conversation. You sell your birthright to me, and then I'll rule over you. Aside from that, we should have no issues in this planet. No fear factors, none of that. If we really believed in God, we shouldn't have no fear factors. Not against the devils. The only fear factor we would have is that what God could do to us if we don't fear him. That's the only fear factor that exists with us, not the devils. What God would do to us if we were willfully disobedient. That's a fear factor. What God would do to us if we accidentally sinned against God, that's not a fear factor. That's mercy. Fear factor is presumptuous and willful because you know it's coming. Now, the devils that are cast into this realm, they have certain power given to them by God, given to them by God, right? So we're not getting into that yet. What we're still dealing with is that how he, right, deceived the world. Go to Revelation chapter 12. We'll get ready to wrap this up. Revelation chapter 12. And pick it up at 12:7.
And there was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought against his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto death. Therefore rejoice ye heavens and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. And when the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the child. And to the woman.
Stop. So Israel was under attack out the gate as the wife of God. She was under attack. Not that she didn't have choice or free will or choice and free will. You know, we're not just going to give us a pass in the nonsense that we perform. But he went after her after the gate. He went after her flat out. That's why he went to Eve. He went after her. But why? Because if I get to her, I get to the future, because the women carry the babies, and they're going to be the first line of defense in the world. And if I get to the woman, I get to them. They're the first line of defense from the world, the woman. From everything, from the breast milk, from the enzymes of the breast milk that actually give them immune to help fight off certain diseases and stuff like that. They are encouraging the first line of defense, also teaching them consciousness and words and things like that. So they are the first line of defense. So if I get to the woman, I get to the future, which was a trump card that was just phenomenal that he played in the creation that we fell into. We fell into it. And we sold our birthright to the devil. But remember now, he played his trump card. He went to the woman, you know, the weaker vessel, so to say. Right? But this is that thing. The MO haven't changed. He's still attacking her. This is why you see violence in movies is mainly portrayed against women. The violence in movies are basically portrayed against women. You know, when you see the mad slasher films, it's usually like a Shaggy and whatever the other guy's name was. But the rest of them, it'll be chicks. That's it. And they be getting picked off one by one. Same curse. It's the same hatred. The same spirit. We just aren't paying attention to the spiritual war that's around us. We're not really looking at it because we think we ahead of it. No. The war only exists if you think that there's a fight. Other words, go ahead and go to war with spirits all you want. And he said they were already defeated once they came into your realm. So you technically is wasting your time on something that you want to deal with. Right. If you want to deal with those things, then you are dealing with those things. You don't have to deal with those things because God told you you don't have to. So that's a waste of time. Your thing is supposed to be kingdom stuff. And teach people that, hey, guess what? You don't have to be bound by devils too. You can be free from it. All you got to do is know what they do, learn what they about, learn how to get around them, learn how to not sin against God. And devils won't be your issue. You know, not like that anyway. So, anyway, where do we leave off here? Yeah, okay, so good. So now he said, and that I'm picking up at 9. And that great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan and demons. Demons. You see the word demons there? Right. And that great dragon cast out that old serpent called the devil and Satan. Every time I hear that word demon, I get irritated. It's like somebody taking their nails and running across a chalkboard. Because more times than not, when people are using that term, they are in a position of a tutor. And to use that term in a position of a tutor is showing a severe gross interpretation. There's no such thing as demons. So if you got a pastor, a prophetess, or somebody that's using the word demons, they are out of order. They are calling on something that don't exist. But them devils, if you need a devil rebuke, then you better find out somebody that believe that devils exist so that they can rebuke them because they understand that there's no power in devils. It's that easy. It's not supernatural like the movies and stuff. It's that simple, that easy. That's why Jesus just walked up and said, come out of her. Come out of him. Just like that. No problem. So we see now that the angels in heaven weren't supposed to know the information. We see now that none of those things. So they desired to know the things that belong to God, but they weren't supposed to find out. We found out that Satan taught them the things that they found out and got kicked out for it. But they got a chance. They got a chance to get back. I ain't talking about the wicked angels because you got... You know, like, hey, man, you might have just got caught in the vacuum. You know, you might have been in the wrong place at the wrong time, you know. Just like drive-bys, you're in the wrong place at the wrong time, you get caught up in a vacuum, you know. But the thing is that he said they will be in judgment. So that lets me know that sometimes some of the angels that fell from heaven is going to get back. Satan is the only one that we know that was guaranteed no restitution, no forgiveness, no way back. Amen? So, with that being said, now that the angels are on the earth, they got kicked out of heaven because they dealing with information we shouldn't be dealing with, and now they here. Now, what they job here for, right? So now we got two groups of angels. You got the ones that's on the earth, and then you got the ones in heaven. The ones in heaven still got a job. That's the other thing. The ones in heaven still have a job. But the ones on earth have a new job. Because they can't do the things that the ones in heaven were doing because they are no longer what that scripture was we just got through. They left their natural state. So when you left that, you can't perform that anymore. So they left their natural state so they can't perform that anymore. So now they got another job, and that is to corrupt and steal and destroy those who are not or will not be worthy. So, with all that being said, man, you know, the angel conversation, man, we kind of like blasé through it because we always focus in on Jesus, man, which is the big guy, and we get it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I do, you know, on so many levels, man. I mean, when it comes to the Father in Christ, Jack, I'm like, I'm always there. I'm like, man, there ain't no angels in my conversation when I'm thinking of them. You know, I don't think about them like that. I don't. It's always God in Christ. You know, I don't think about the angels and what they could and what they can't do and this, that, and the other. Those things don't move me because they can't move you because they're in my dominion. They're in my realm no matter what. I'm in control of my own realm. People don't understand. understand that. People give their power on the angels because they fear everything. Well, you should be if you're wicked. Don't get me wrong, but if you are serving a God, there's no fear in serving God, man. Especially after this kind of information that angels have no power in your domain. The fallen angels have no power in your domain. Now, the one thing, when he sent his brethren, when he sent his brethren, you should know the difference. Because if you ask what the Lord said and you fall on your knees, and it goes on, and don't testify that it's not from you, if you look, get up, I'm not a God that you should be worshiping me, then you probably worshiping the devil. So the word that you're about to receive is satanic. So it's a lot in this whole conversation, you know, that we're going to get into. That definitely want to get into. I want my mans to know that, you know, it's not a fight of you and war and angels, man. It's all about your choices, man, choosing right and wrong. You know, all of us choosing right and wrong. What's right, what's wrong? That's the end of it. You know, once you choose what your choice is, then you're stuck with your choice, and then your choice will dictate your path. Man, you got to be careful with your choice and your path. You know, to be full of satanic issues. God forbid. Anyway, any questions, man? Any questions, anything you want to, you know, add to this, man, before we go ahead on and finish keeping the Sabbath day? Because I'm going to tell you like this, Jack. I got my truck fixed, praise God. I got my brakes and stuff fixed, man. I feel so much better now. You know, man, coming up the stop signs and stuff like that with that big A truck, man, ain't no joke. You need your brakes to be where they are. And so mine, man, they feel brand new. So, you know, I'm about to get out and get around and get it. Maybe get I need to see your little brother. Your brother. Anyway, you got any questions?
Nah. Hey, but you good to call me outside of call later today.
Huh?
We could call later today.
Yeah, you want to call you after the lesson just when we hit you back. That's a question.
Lesson, huh?
Nah, I said, yeah, do you want me to call you after the lesson or you just want me to hit you back later?
Just hit me back later.
All right, I got you, man. I touch down later on. All
right. Gotcha.
All right. All right. Hey, well, look, man, I love you, man. Good job, boy. You know, you phenomenal, man. Can't be having your brothers be on me, man. Can't be reading for you no more. I'm like, Dad, dude. You like, yeah, I feel like I was getting stuck up, man, with a nine or a glider. Stop it. No. Get them an alarm clock. Anyway, man, I love you, man. Good job, boy.
Thanks, love you too.
Amen. All right, well, everybody, Shabbat Shalom. All praises, man. Hope and pray that everybody got an understanding out of this precept of the angels and the fall, man, the cause and effect and the reason why, right? So with that being said, we'll thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone, man. And as we say here, you know, if that sounds Living Waters, man, you got to read your book, man. So, Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. There he is. That one.
Genesis to Revelation, preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the most high laws, bleed from things taken. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, radio show.